welcome back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. We shift from Michigan Tech football to Michigan Tech soccer. Another team, I should say, from Michigan Tech, getting into the NCAA tournament and for the second year in a row. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. Got the first exhibition in. Got another one coming up. Let's talk about the team, I guess, in general and how you are thinking the ladies are looking going into the season so far.
You know, we're off to a great start. We're about 1 week in. You know, just having the amount of returners that we have, 19 returning players, just the amount of experiences, you know, it kind of gives us a good platform to start working from. And then they're great at helping incorporate the new players into the system and everything. We've got 7 new players on our team, and they're off and doing great early on. So, you know, we're definitely excited for the season to start. It's great to have a couple exhibition games, you know, just kind of try everybody out, put them in different positions and see what works and, you know, go back to the drawing board and just fine-tune things. So I'm happy with where we're at and where we're going.
Coach, talk about your the way you run your team in practice. Are you running the same exact, you know, systems and you just plug players in, or do you tailor your systems to the players that you have, and you know, maybe you've got some different players coming in that have some different talents and you kind of change things around?
You know, we've kind of stuck with the same system, and we've moved people around within it. You know, I think what we have going is, you know, we have a very offensive kind of system in place, and definitely trying to create more goal scoring opportunities. And so it's just kind of, you know, adding a little bit of extra components to what we already do, and you know, working the players. You know, I would say, I guess, a combination of both things, but just trying to find the right fit on the field as we, you know, as we fine tune them and add components to our formation and things.
11-5-2 last year. Talk about what you expect from your schedule going into this season, Coach.
You know, we have, if anybody's looked at our schedule, they've probably noticed that we have a very travel-heavy schedule this year, so it'll be tough with all the travel, but, you know, we're up for the challenge, that's for sure. You know, there's no easy teams on our schedule, so we've got to show up for each game and play it. You know, you started off talking about how we had, you know, 2 trips to the NCAA tournament, and I think, you know, it does give us a bit of confidence, but it also makes us want to work harder. And so, you know, we can't ride on last year's success. We have to come each game and do it again this year. So we're looking forward to the competition that we're going to face and bringing our best foot forward to see what we can do.
Talk about some of the individuals. I know you're big on team, but obviously the team's made up of some really good players and some of the names that have really stood out to you in practice so far.
Yeah, you're right. You know, everybody on this team is here for a reason, and they all can contribute and do great things. You know, with our back line, we've got, you know, Emily is one of the players that has played quite a bit for us, and she's kind of an anchor in that back line. And so, you know, she's one that has really helped, I think, new players adjust to the you know, the system and just keeping us safe back there. She's one that comes to mind. Our midfielders, you know, you've got, you know, we've got a handful of people that we can put there, you know, Kat and Janelle, Maddie, you know, and we're even trying Haley back there at defensive mid, and she's doing a great job there. So those are some names that you saw last year that you'll, you know, typically again see here this year. And then from an attacking standpoint, you know, whether it be our midfielder or forwards, you know, we've got Jackie and we've got Lexi, we've got some new players that have come in too and are starting to, you know, show themselves and show what they're capable of doing. So I just think, you know, as a whole, our team is so strong and every player has been able to contribute so far and I think will throughout the season. I think it's important that we are, you know, we can sub and feel confident with the people that we put in. We can make changes as we need to and not feel like we're, you know, everything stays the same and we're off to a good start.
Do you, I mean, you mentioned at the opening here that, you know, some of the things you're able to do on these exhibition games that maybe you wouldn't be able to do in a real game. Do you take different chances in these games just to kind of see where players can, you know, what maybe they can do, the extent of their abilities?
Yeah, for sure. With these exhibition games, it's, you know, it's great that, you know, we play everybody. Everybody gets some time on the field and an opportunity to show us what it looks like. So we, you know, we do. We don't you know, we move a couple people around a little bit, but more so it's just getting people out on that field and they can show us, you know, where they're at and how it looks with, you know, with other players, how they're meshing, you know, different combinations on the field. So, and I tell the girls, you know, now these games are the time to take those chances, you know, 1v1 chances and, you know, find out how close you can get to them when you're defending and, you know, those types of things. So, yeah, it definitely is a great opportunity to try some things.
Are you going
to
see any goals from midfield, Coach, like we did in the World Cup? That was unbelievable.
Carly Lloyd with that beautiful goal. We definitely have people capable of that. You know, Haley comes to mind, for instance. She's got such a powerful leg, and I think she could hit it from pretty much anywhere and get it in the back of the net. So just a matter of reading the game, seeing where the goalkeeper is, and you never know. We might show you one of those.
Lewis tomorrow night coming in, 6 o'clock exhibition game, you know, under the lights at Sherman Field, and a little bit probably more serious than your first exhibition game. Talk about, you know, the game and what you expect there.
Yeah, you know, Lewis is there in the GLVC conference, and we played them our first season, and we have not played them since, so it'll be fun to kind of match up against another Division II school. And so, you know, again, we're still looking to fine-tune what we do. For us, it is a serious game. It's also a practice kind of mixed together with it, so we'll try some things and get everybody out on that field and see where we're at against a worthy opponent.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time. The Michigan Tech soccer team exhibition game tomorrow at Sherman Field. Stop on by. It is absolutely free. And their season opener is on the 4th at Winona State. They'll be on the road for their first few games. And we'll come back home on the 18th of September against Ashland. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. Do I have that right? Yeah, that'll be the first one. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck. We are very excited about this season. And in terms of hockey terms, let's get a hat trick as far as the NCAA playoffs. I know that's a bit of ways right now, but we're really looking forward to it. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the season. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Michelle Jacob, head coach of the soccer team for Michigan Tech. More Drive Time coming up after these.